Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Harvest. We're so glad you're able to join us today. We pray that today's program honors our Lord by blessing you with inspiration and information. And I get to sit next to my best friend.
Aw. Excellent. He's been giving me a hard time all week about that.
my best friend.
Your best friend. Well, we truly are. We have had a long journey together, and we are going to have an awesome rest of our life journey together. Want to just welcome everyone to The Harvest this morning. We have a great show. So I kind of want to just take a moment to thank Senior Provisions as always. Senior Provisions is a family-owned, faith-based senior care placement agency. Our advisors will personally guide each of our clients through their senior care options. Our service is no cost to families, and you get a trusted guide and a trusted resource at your fingertips. So we're so pleased that Senior Provisions is hosting our show, and thank you so much.
We are grateful for this show for multiple reasons. It lets God's word go over airwaves. It lets us connect people to inspiration. It helps us educate them on issues of aging and caretaking and support in the community. And it lets us have on amazing guests like we have today. We're so fortunate to have Peggy Fulgham from Johnson Ferry Baptist Church and Stan Carter from the Church of the Apostles. They're joining us today to discuss the legacy of grandparenting and sharing your faith with the next generation. We're so glad you're able to join us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
We're really excited that the two of us can have the same vision, both churches coming together, crossing church barriers, crossing denominational barriers, but just reaching out to the kingdom, for the kingdom.
Yep, true.
That sounds just like God to do something so amazing.
Well, and our audience doesn't have the benefit of what we'll call a pre-show, was just kind of, you know, meeting each other, some of us for the first time and some of us again. And our pre-show, if that was any indication, we won't have enough time today to...
I know. We probably need to just go ahead and make this an hour. But let me just introduce both of you to our listeners, because, you know, I've known you, Peggy, for a long time. You are, I'll try to keep my tears from showing. You are a dear sister in Christ.
Thank you.
You have been my go-to. You've been a resource to so many of our families. And I just admire you. I admire Jesus in you. I admire your youthfulness, your passion. You are absolutely, and I said, I don't mean this disrespectful, but you are adorable. And I love you. Now, formally, Peggy is also one of the most brilliant women that I know, too. She holds her master's degree and her doctorate in divinity. She has just been always wanting to know and learn more about God and his word to be even more useful, if that's even possible, for the kingdom of Christ. She serves as a director of builders and boomers and legacy builders at Johnson Ferry Baptist Church in Marietta. And I'm going to find out some more things about you, too. So, and then we are joined by who I've just met today, Pastor Stan Carter with Church of the Apostles. Mm-hmm. If you do not know his church, you've not been on Highway 75.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, he said, that's Our Lady of I-75. I said, no, that's not the name of the church, you know. So.
And Stan, I understand you have served on staff there since 2003?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you are also a director of Legacy Builders there.
Right.
And I was just kind of reading a little bit about you and that that you... really have a passion to impart godly truth and spiritual wisdom and help those legacy builders to impart their faith traditions.
That's true.
To the next generation.
That's exactly right. Not only to the next generation, but the generations following that. I think the next generation needs that solid foundation in order to pass that truth along. And I'm quite surprised about the lackadaisical attitude that many grandparents have. Think, well, I think it'll just happen. It'll just kind of rub off on the grandkids. Well, that may not happen. It needs to be more intentional. This is what I need to do. This is what I must do. This is what I will do to impart that biblical truth and spiritual formation to the next generations.
Really the heart of so many issues that we're facing between, you know, drug abuse and alcohol abuse kids not completing high school
and the family unit
degrading. What I'm hearing from you is a vision of standing up and saying we are claiming our grandchildren.
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, if we don't do that, we're seeing the consequences now and we'll see greater consequences in the future.
Right.
It's not optional.
Yeah.
It's an absolute necessity. Yeah.
Well, and you hit on the key word. It's intentionality. It
exactly.
does not happen accidentally. It doesn't rub off on you, like you said. It's not the light in the basket that cannot be seen.
Mm-hmm. If you look at TV today, you don't see in a wedding, a church wedding, you don't see the pastor in church. If you have a funeral on TV, it's, you know, there's no faith-based, even if it's G-rated, you're not getting it in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
We have to reclaim it, as you said. We have to be intentional and reach them.
Right, and like what we talked about before the show was, you know, we have the great fortune of being in a church that has a very large senior population, a senior congregation. And we hear these stories that we would long for to have in our society today. Mm-hmm. Just like Sunday was Sunday. It was a day of church. You started in the morning and you took a break in the day with fellowship and lunch, and then you came back in the evening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their life was a cycle of fellowship and worship and being in God's word. And we're fortunate to hear those stories. But, you know, our younger generation and them coming next,
I really
need to be steeped in that.
Right, because I think what's happening in the younger generation with social media is social isolation. They're becoming more and more isolated instead of having deep friendships and fellowship. It's, you know, I'll add a friend or I'll delete a friend by touch of a button rather than having those intimate fellow friendships that develop the person and challenge the person. That's not happening in many cases.
Well, and present the real person.
That's right.
We get to craft an identity that is free of struggle, free of this, that, or the other, the realness, the humanity, the struggle. And we get to craft an identity that is completely devoid of that.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that do? It negates fellowship. It negates support, coming alongside, inspiring and encouraging. It's a very keen insight.
Mm. There's one thing I was going to mention, that the average age of a first-time grandparent today, I'm glad you're sitting down. What is it, 47?
47.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
So when we talk about grandparents.
We're 45, we're going to be a little older.
Yeah. But isn't that amazing? And you talk about grandparents, it can start so much younger. We're living longer today. The child born today has a legacy, a life expectancy of 100 years. Mm-hmm. When we can reach that child today, we have 100 years of it more of influence.
Well, not only our grandchildren, but now I'm thinking our great-grandchildren.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Generation to generation.
That is awesome. Well, I mean, this vision that you all have and that God has given you, tell me a little bit. I don't know you very well, but I know you well enough now, and you've already in the lobby shared about 3 or 4 scriptures with us. Tell us what God's word says about this generational legacy.
Oh, well, if you even go back to the Old Testament, I'd love to talk about Joshua, because how many times did he say, put the stones so that you can tell God what God did? He through Joshua, through all the Old Testament, through the New Testament, we are told repeatedly, and it was just in Deuteronomy, numerous times just telling us over and over again, to share your God stories with the next generations, with your children and grandchildren. We stopped doing that. I think the previous couple of generations, it became a taboo thing. You don't talk about religion. You don't want to stir up
religion and politics.
And so we missed that. Well, if you go back to God's word, it's very obvious that's what we should be doing.
Yeah.
And so Stan and I both got this vision, and we're excited over it.
I can tell. It's
awesome. And in the book of Deuteronomy, 13 times God says in his word, remember these events. And in Deuteronomy 4, it says, you know, remember what God has done in the past so that you'll be able to tell your children and your grandchildren. And all of us have God stories of what only God could do in our lives. But do our children and grandchildren know those stories? Those stories make a powerful impact, a powerful memory. And so often we just think, well, they'll get it through Sunday school. And that's wonderful as it is. Or they'll get it through some children's program. And that those are wonderful. Those are powerful. But how much more powerful is it for a grandparent to sit down, like in Deuteronomy 6, as you're going on the way, you're laying down, you're rising up, and you're just imparting what God has done in your life to your grandchild, to your sons.
That's awesome. Hans, I know you were saying we have a storehouse in our older adults, a storehouse of wisdom, a storehouse of stories. And we're going to talk more about biblical mandate to pass that story on. We're also, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about some ways, some simple ways. I always like to keep things, let's just keep it simple. How can we impact the next generation? So if you're joining us today, please hang on. We've got some more of this good stuff.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We are so blessed to have Peggy Foljam here, and our other guest is Stan Carter. We're talking about legacy and spreading God's word from generation to generation, generation to generation. And what great stories we could tell, and I want to get to some of them. So
absolutely. I think that we were just saying during break, we need a full hour. So we definitely are going to have both these individuals back, because this is just the beginning. This has been a passion and a vision for both of you. This is your missionary work here in your community and in your faith community. So I want to get to a couple of very specific things. I want to know what you all are doing specifically in your faith communities to impact the next generation. I want to hear some specifics. And then just anyone listening who either is also in the ministry as well or is a grandparent, I really would love to have some tangible things that they can take away and go, I'm going to do that.
Well, at Johnson Ferry, the preschool minister came to me and said, I need more volunteers and help me to get your people. And I said, they don't know the preschool area because it's so secure. So we started talking, and that led to something that we call Grand Camp. It is so adorable. Kids from 3 to entering first grade come with the grandparents.
Wow.
And anything the child does, the grandparent does. There's no sitting back and watching. That's the first and only rule. You have to do what they're doing. what we try to do is we sit down, we have worship time with the children, a lot of interaction, a lot of singing. We do a Teeny Tights and Tunes, which is music, helping them with their coordination along with the music. We do activities where we bring the community in. But we have a story, and everything is related to the story. So we talk about the scripture that God made us unique and special. And what we ended up doing was giving the children a chrysalis. Mm. They watch the chrysalis. They take one home. The grandparent takes one home. They both share watching the chrysalis grow into a caterpillar, watching the caterpillar become a cocoon, and then come out as a butterfly. Mm. And that is how God changes us.
Mm.
So it's an ongoing conversation. You have a great experience that, you know, to open it. You take pictures of it. You share it with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an ongoing thing. And you always point back to the story, to the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
We memorize scriptures with actions and hand motions and everything. And the kids are going home to share that with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And often it's that generation that are unchurched.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know even, you know, with our grandparents, it's been with our parents, it's a difficulty sometimes because they all live from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not at every baseball game. They're not at every choir concert. Stan, you were talking about your personal experience mm-hmm. with your grandkids. Would you mind sharing some of that?
My grandchildren live in Christchurch, New Zealand, which is 10,000 miles away. Oh. But through WhatsApp on my iPhone, I mean, three clicks, and I can talk to them about what they're doing. And I think the thing that's so important where Peggy has the grand camp, the focus that we've been having is older men with younger men,
mm-hmm.
Sharing that wisdom. We have a Bible study on Tuesday that the table, the older men and the younger men. We have somebody 70 sitting with some new fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. We have mom to mom where Connie is teaching these young moms the principles of raising a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to me that there's such a lack of biblical knowledge of practical application. You as a parent can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you as a parent must do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we are really reaching out to those who are surrogate grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were never able to have children. Well, then adopt a family.
Right.
I mean, we had a little Irish lady came up to my wife and said, she's about 5 foot. She said, red hair, fiery red hair. And she said, God told me to be a grandmother to your children. You have a problem with that? I said, no, I don't. And Stan and Lucy were incredibly impactful in my children's life. She didn't know how to buy clothes for the kids. She thought if you're 2-year-old, you bought size 2 clothes. You know, we had to take it all back. But if I mentioned Stan and Lucy to my kids now, there would be tears in their eyes.
Well, I was just thinking about some of the most poignant moments that our teenagers are having mm-hmm. now, our 13 and 16-year-old, is when the older generations in our church
mm-hmm.
turn around to them and say, you sang awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You really blessed me today with your singing, Grace.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or shake Aiden's hand and mm-hmm. say something encouraging to him. You're a fine young man. And, mm-hmm. you know, I believe in you. I mean, they're not listening to us anymore.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. they're listening to those voices.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you talk about that technology. And I always say, I hate giving Satan too much credit. But his tactic is to get our children alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could have 1,000 friends
mm-hmm.
and feel very alone.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, and I personally believe that's one reason why we're seeing a rising trend in suicides mm-hmm. among younger people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no communication in community.
I agree.
Well, and just to hit on that note again about adoption and being a foster grandparent, mm-hmm. I mean, today's geography, generation after generation, we've gotten further and further apart physically.
Mm, it's true.
And we need those people, those grandparents that can't be by the side of their grandchildren
mm-hmm.
to adopt the grandchildren that are sitting in the pew next to them.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we run out of time, I want to make sure that we get to this great event coming up, Grandparenting Matters. So question always is the takeaway. How do we get trained? How do we get equipped to do this?
With this conference, we decided that we wanted Larry Fowler, who started the Legacy Coalition. He's such an inspirational speaker. It really puts a challenge out to be intentional. Mm-hmm. So Larry is coming to speak at a conference that we're both sponsoring. It's called Grandparenting Matters. It's on September 15th. It'll be 9 to 3. And we've kept the cost down where it's $25. That includes all your materials and a Chick-fil-A lunch and some snacks, of course.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Love Chick-fil-A.
And it's his challenge. But we also want to equip the leaders of churches.
Right.
So we really want to encourage church leaders to come, but also bring their grandparents that will help engage other churches, other church members to pick up this banner and be intentional.
Right.
It's a movement. It's just a step that will become a movement. Mm-hmm. And we have the opportunity right now to make a great stride for the kingdom.
Okay, so go over the details one more time. I want to make sure everyone knows what it is, where it's at.
Yep. That's September 15th.
September 15th.
9 to 3.
Okay.
Johnson Ferry Baptist Church. And the thing I like about Larry, he takes it from vision to intention. Not just theory. It's not a seminar. Well, I think you ought to do this. Well, maybe you ought to. It's like, no, you can do this. And that's what I like about it. It's going to be fun, interactive, table-oriented. It's not going to be some guy just sitting up there talking for a few hours and like, okay, everybody goes to sleep. But it's not that at all. It's going to be a time to reassure grandparents that they can do this, to encourage them to do this, to motivate them to do this. It'll be a great time. I'm really excited about it. I really am.
Well, it's our prayer that the pastors that are listening to this program hear this message.
Oh, that's right.
Because it starts with the leadership. Mm-hmm. We're inviting the grandparents to come there for firsthand training, but it's going to be far more impactful if the leadership
is there.
And then plants that seed in their church.
That's exactly right.
So if you're listening, go ahead.
The church is located in East Cobb County. Mm-hmm. It's really close to Sandy Springs. It's right there on Johnson Ferry Road. And you can go to www.legacycoalition and sign up, or you could go and contact. If a church is going to bring a group, we'll give you a special rate.
Oh, so wonderful. Yeah. And we're going to put all this information up on our website and our Facebook page, too.
Good.
You can call Johnson Ferry Baptist. You can call Church of the Apostles.
Mm-hmm.
You can call our producer, Christian. He'll get the information to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But and I know this is time sensitive, so anyone listening in the future who might have missed this conference, I just want to say this to you. It's coming again. So, and we'll get you plugged into another one. I want to kind of wrap up with a special dedication today. Before we close, I want to dedicate this particular show today to Shelfa Henschel, who is our mother-in-law, and want to dedicate this to her. She passed away on Saturday, and she was a deep woman of faith. And you want to talk about leaving a legacy of faith? You're looking at her best work right here next to me, her son Hans, my husband, she imparted her legacy of faith in sometimes a quiet way, but a very impactful way. And now it's impacting the next generation, our children as well. And so I want to dedicate special scripture that is near and dear to my heart and out of the book of Ruth. And it says in Ruth in chapter 1, Naomi is saying to her two young daughter-in-laws, go back to your land. Your husbands have passed. I'm too old to make more sons for you. And Naomi says in verse 15, see, your sister-in-law has gone back. She's gone back to her people and to her gods, and you should do the same. But Ruth replied, don't make me leave you. For I want to go wherever you go and to live wherever you live. And your people will be my people. And your God shall be my God. And I just want to dedicate this to Shelfa Henschel. Thank you for your legacy of faith. Thank you, Stan and Peggy, for your legacy of faith. Mm. And we just look forward to another show. If for any information, you can always reach out to seniorprovisions.com for any information about senior care. Just want to wish everyone a blessed week. We love you.